Exclusive, Nate Morris, I'm with the President 100% as U.S. launches Operation Epic Fury against Iran. By Jasmine Jordan on February 28, 2026. Nate Morris, a Kentucky Republican Senate candidate seeking to replace Mitch McConnell and who has received endorsements from Charlie Kirk and Elon Musk, stated during Wednesday's broadcast of Breitbart News Saturday that President Donald Trump has earned the trust of the American people following the announcement that the United States launched strikes on Iran under Operation Epic Fury, expressing support for the president and stating he believes the action will be swift and will not become an endless conflict. Speaking with Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matt Boyle, Morris remarked, "My prayers are with our president, our country, our troops. The president has earned the trust of the American people that we know that this is going to be swift. He's going to do the right thing, and this is not going to turn into an endless conflict. I think he's proven that time and time again, and this is the first president in our lifetime, maybe in over 100 years, that's gotten it right. Struck the right balance to engage in these kind of conflicts. I'm with the president 100%, and I think he's going to get a great outcome for the country." President Trump announced that major combat operations were underway in Iran as part of joint American-Israeli strikes intended to eliminate what he described as imminent threats from the Iranian regime that directly endangers the United States, our troops, our bases overseas, and our allies throughout the world. He revealed the United States military had begun a massive and ongoing operation to destroy Iran's missile stockpiles and raise their missile industry to the ground, adding that it would be totally, again, obliterated. According to reporting cited by Fox News Chief National Security Correspondent Jennifer Griffin, the United States deployed Tomahawk missiles and new one-way attack drones in the initial wave of strikes, targeting high-value targets including Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps facilities, naval sites, and underground facilities believed to be linked to Iran's nuclear program. Griffin reported that there were hundreds of targets in what is being described to me as a multi-day operation, and that U.S. officials explained Iranian air defenses were effectively suppressed through a multi-geographic command and control strategy. Iran launched retaliatory strikes against Israel, with air raid sirens sounding across the country. The Israeli Defense Forces said in a statement, "A short while ago, the IDF identified missiles launched from Iran toward Israel. At this time, the IF is operating to intercept and strike threats where necessary to remove the threat." Iranian state media claimed missile and drone strikes targeted U.S. bases across the region, though a full accounting has not been confirmed by the United States. Israel confirmed its participation in the operation, with the Israeli Defense Forces stating that it struck hundreds of targets in western Iran under what it called Operation Roaring Lion. Targets reportedly included missile launchers and senior leadership figures within the regime, including Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and President Masoud Pezeshkian, though it remains unclear which, if any, strikes were successful. Exiled Iranian Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi also weighed in, calling the U.S.-led military operation a humanitarian intervention targeting the regime and its machinery of killing rather than the Iranian people. He urged members of Iran's military and security services to abandon what he described as the regime's collapsing leadership, saying, "You have sworn an oath to protect Iran and the Iranian nation, not the Islamic Republic and its leaders," while also advising civilians to remain in your homes and remain calm and safe amid the ongoing strikes. Listen here. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.